Shabbos Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Dalet. Hakosif Shtei Osis Behelam Echod Chayv. If a person writes two letters in one helam, in one forgetting that it's Shabbos, or the forgetting that the melacha is Aser, Chayv. So he's Chayv one Chatas. And the Taisantiv explains that we already said this in the beginning. We know this. It's only because we're going to see later in the Perek there's going to be a Machlekes with Shtei Helamos, if one is Chayv or not. Mishnah continues. Kosov B'diyo, if a person writes with ink, Bisam, this some learn is like arsenic, it's an orange-yellow color. Besikra, or with some type of red coloring, like a resin. Bekoimos, the Rav gives two pshatim what komos is. It's a type of dirt, and it's very dark. Or it's a type of sap from a certain tree. Uvekankantum, so this is like a copper-based paint. Uvechol dover shuhuroshim, and in anything that has the lasting imprint. And the Rav says it comes to include liquid that gall nuts are soaked in. That if one would try to write with this liquid, so the writing would last, there'd be a roshem. Al shnei kosle zavios, or if one would write on two corner walls, meaning that he writes at the end of one wall, that's right by the corner of the room, and then by the end of the adjacent wall, by the same corner of the room, so these two letters are now right next to each other by the corner. V'al shnei luchei pinkos, v'hei negim ze im ze, chayv. If one would write on two different pages of a ledger, so if we just imagine like a loose leaf that a chenvani, a storekeeper, used to have where he would write down his ledger, so the two pages of this ledger that are in a binder, so these two pages are next to each other. If one would write at the edge, the inner edge of one page, and then the inner edge of the adjacent page, so that the two papers that are next to each other, the two letters are also right next to each other, the hey negim ze im ze means they're right next to each other, chayv, so he'd be chayv. Hakosev al b'soro, if one writes on his skin, chayev, he's also chayev. Because that's something that lasts, even though in the future, eventually the skin is going to, the heat of the skin or the dead skin cells, however you're going to learn, are going to make it that it gets erased. Still, it's still considered something that lasts, and one would be chayev for that. Hamesaret al b'soro, what if one would take like something, like the Rav explains, he takes something out of iron and he scrapes into his skin certain letters. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatzis, Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev, but Rabbi Yeshua Poters. And the Rav says in Rabbi Yeshua, even if there's blood that comes out when he scrapes the skin to make the letter, since this is not Derech Ksiva, therefore he's not Chayev because of Kosev. The Rav says, Allah Chazak Rabbi Yeshua. The question is, but what about the fact that he was Hoitzi Dam? Isn't that a Psik Resha? So the Tfar Shol explains that it's a Psik Resha to Loi Nichale. One can also learn maybe it's not a Psik Resha, it's not inevitable that it's going to bleed, and therefore it's a Dover Shloi Miskavin. And that's why he also wouldn't be chayiv. But then it would have to come out that Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Shimon that Davar Shalom Miskavin is mutter. I'm not sure in the past what Rabbi Shua's shita is regarding that.